today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you all very much for choosing IRIB to listen to. This is today's special. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today is Sunday, the 5th of Shawwal, 1440 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Khordad, 1398 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of June, 2019 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear believers, we are going to listen together, inshallah, to the recitation of verse number 180 of chapter Al-Imran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem.
Wa la yahsaban. بل هو شر لهم سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير.
And let not those who greedily withhold what Allah has given them of His bounty ever think that it is better for them. Rather, it is worse for them. Their necks will be encircled by what they withheld on the day of resurrection. And to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth. And Allah, with what you do, is fully acquainted.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This holy verse explains the destiny of the misers on the day of resurrection. These are the very people who try to heap wealth and protect it. They refrain to spend out money in charity along the path of the servants of Allah. It is understood from this verse that the wealth whose incumbent rights have not been paid and the society has enjoyed nothing of it, according to the law of embodiment of deeds, will incarnate in the form of a painful chastisement on the day of resurrection, similar to other evil deeds of man.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
So let's go back to the topic of what happens after Ramadan and how are we going to upkeep, inshallah, our spiritual status. The Muslim must continuously be in the state of obedience of Allah, firm upon his sharia, steadfast upon his deen, so that he or she is not of those who worship Allah only during one month or only in one place. Rather, the believer knows that the Lord of Ramadan is also the Lord of other months, and that he is the Lord of all times and places. So he is steadfast upon the sharia of Allah until he meets him while he is pleased with him. Allah Azza wa Jal said, "So remain on a right course as you have been commanded, you and those who have turned back with you to Allah." Al-Quran, chapter 11, verse number 112. And, "So take a straight course to him and seek forgiveness." Al-Quran, chapter 41, verse number 6. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Say, I believe in Allah, then be steadfast." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In these episodes, we are going to be concerned with how to preserve the spiritual gainings of the month Ramadan. According to religious recommendations, having a meal, a simple meal, before dawn in the month Ramadan, which in Muslim lands is known as sahur or sahari, this is a step toward spiritual perfection of people. Because at that time, especially at dawn, and more specifically at the prime time of performing the morning salat, the whole situation is ripe and ready for receiving more divine graces through performing salat or through reading out some supplications or offering some prayers or reciting the Holy Quran. Now we find that throughout the rest of the year, I mean, apart from the month Ramadan, if a pious Muslim makes it his or her usual practice to wake up before sunrise in order to perform salat, and preferably at the prime time of performing salat at midnight or just before dawn, these practices usually added to the spiritual strength of people. This is one point. Another point is that when a person attends congregational prayers in the month, especially in the month of Ramadan in local mosques, this person, I mean, this pious person feels to be elated and to have had a very spiritual gaining in this regard. Because of this, we find that it's highly recommended to pious people to go to mosques for performing prayers, for performing morning prayers, and for reciting the Holy Quran as much as possible. Because in the month of Ramadan, it's one of the preferred rituals of the month of Ramadan to recite the Holy Quran. In the rest of the year, it's highly recommended to do this.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
professional goals. Some of us have Ramadan goals, such as reading the Quran, performing more prayers in congregation, or setting aside specific blocks of time for worship and studying our deen. But alongside our spiritual goals, this is a time to also modify negative habits in our professional lives. Start by picking an area of your work life that has room for improvement and make a clear plan for it to work. For example, if you tend to be late for work, make a goal to get rid of this habit. Prepare your work clothes and work bag the night before, if this will help you be on time. Importantly, remember while reading the Quran that Allah says about successful believers, "And they who are to their trusts and their promises attentive." Chapter 23, verse number 3 of the Noble Quran. Spirituality is not just about reading the Quran. It is about implementing the instructions in it that help us be successful people spiritually, physically and socially.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
And now, dear believers, let's listen together to some parts of Dua Makarimul Akhlaq. In order to achieve the behavioral excellence, man needs to overcome his base and selfish attributes and cultivate noble qualities. In this dua, the Imam specifies these qualities and shows how we can try to inculcate them in ourselves. Taken as a lesson in akhlaq, the dua is a wonderful program for those who wish to excel in good manners.
وعبدني لك ولا تفسد عبادتي بالعوج وأجر للناس على يدي الخير ولا تمحقوا بالمن وهب لي معالي الأخلاق وعصمني من الفخر اللهم صل على محمد وآله ولا ترفعني في الناس درجة إلا حطتني عند نفسي مثلها ولا تحدث لي عزا ظاهرا إلا أحدثت لي ذلة باطنة عند نفسي
Make me worship you, but do not let my worship be corrupted by conceit. Let good flow out from my hands for people, but do not let me erase it by making them feel obliged. Grant me the highest moral traits, but protect me from vanity. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his family. Raise me not a single degree with people, unless you have lowered me an equal amount within myself. Let there not occur any outward honor for me, unless there has occurred an inner degradation of an equal amount within myself.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya
When human has refined their souls, they reflect. They reflect their actions upon society, with great morality benefiting the public in all that shines from an Islamic lifestyle. So when a person has this refined soul, they will shine the light of an Islamic lifestyle upon society, reflecting it onto them. They will be the true example of those who are following the footsteps of Habibu Allah, the beloved of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, and Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers. They will be the apple of the eye of Imam Zaman. May Allah hasten his return. In this way, they will be of great value, as they are benefiting society as a mercy from Allah, from His mercy. We should be reflecting Islamic morality and an Islamic lifestyle in our lives, in our interactions in society. We should be the example of it. We should be the true walking example of those who follow in the footsteps, the footprints of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi and the A'imma alayhum salam.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, thank you very much for staying with us. We hope that inshallah you follow us in our coming programs. We are broadcasted every day from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special. Until another one, may the peace and blessings of Allah shower upon you all.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي